Hello, it's Raquel with a spark of hope. Today's devotional is titled Steadfast in Faith and Service, a reflection on 1 Timothy 4:11 through 16. In 1 Timothy 4:11 through 16, Paul provides Timothy with essential guidance on how to be a godly leader. This passage not only serves as an instruction manual for Timothy, but also serves as a vital source of inspiration for us today. It reminds us of the importance of perseverance, personal discipline, and the impact of living out our faith with integrity. 1 Timothy 4:12 reads, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." First, verse 11 teaches us how to command and teach. Paul begins by urging Timothy to be bold in commanding and teaching these things. This directive emphasizes the authority given to Timothy by Paul and by extension, the authority bestowed upon leaders within the church. It serves as a reminder to us that our faith is proactive and requires us to speak and teach with conviction. Verse 12 teaches us setting an example. Paul addresses the potential criticism Timothy might face due to his youth, emphasizing that his actions and faith can and should speak volumes. The categories of speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity cover the entirety of one's life, indicating that the way we live daily is a testimony of our belief. As modern-day believers, this is a powerful reminder to embody the gospel in every aspect of our lives, inspiring others through our example. Verse 13 teaches us devotion to reading, exhortation, and teaching. The focus on scripture, preaching, and teaching underlines the importance of staying rooted in God's word. By being devoted to these practices, Timothy and all Christians are equipped to grow in understanding and faithfulness. This verse encourages us to continually seek wisdom through the scriptures and to share that wisdom with others. Verse 14, let us neglect not the gift. Timothy is reminded to not neglect the spiritual gift within him. This gift, imparted through prophecy and affirmed by the laying on of hands by the elders, is a tool for ministry that needs to be actively nurtured and utilized. For us today, this means recognizing and employing the gifts God has given each of us to further His kingdom. Verse 15 teaches us practice and immersion. The call for Timothy to immerse himself in these matters and to practice them diligently indicates that spiritual leadership requires ongoing effort and engagement. It is through visible dedication and progression in personal faith that Timothy can effectively inspire and lead others. This is a poignant reminder that our spiritual journey requires constant attention and cultivation. Verse 16 teaches us persisting for salvation. Finally, Paul underscores the stakes involved: salvation for both Timothy and those he leads. This not only highlights the eternal significance of Timothy's work, but also the impact of our lives and leadership that can have on others. It is a call to live and teach in ways that guide others towards salvation and deeper faith. In conclusion, Paul's words to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:11 through 16 resonate with timeless relevance, encouraging us to be steadfast in our faith and diligent in our service to God. By setting a godly example, remaining committed to Scripture, nurturing our spiritual gifts, and living out our faith with integrity, we influence those around us and contribute to the kingdom of God. Let us take to heart these lessons, knowing that our devotion not only shapes our lives, but also the lives of others. Have a blessed day.